from you, the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part towards the utmost sea. And his sinks shall come up, and his ill savour shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth his fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in the plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, and had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. We the choir, we have a song ministration for you, and it's titled Ride on Jesus. And you're not going to be sitting there. We want you to rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. Because God is going to pour out his power upon you today. Amen. So let us rise up on our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be singing, don't worry. Amen.
No man's gonna hinder me. me. No man's gonna hinder me. No man's gonna hinder me. No man's gonna hinder me.
When I get to heaven, gonna wear my crown.
No man's gonna hinder me.
I'm gonna meet King Jesus sitting on the throne.
No man's gonna hinder me.
Going to a land where we never grow old.
No man's gonna hinder me. 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 No man's gonna hinder me.
He's the great King of glory.
And he reigns everywhere. And it rains everywhere.
No man's gonna hinder me. 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 No man's gonna hinder me.
No man's gonna hinder me. No man's gonna hinder me. No man's gonna hinder me. No man's gonna hinder me.
He's the great King of glory.
And he reigns everywhere.
He's the great King of glory.
And he reigns everywhere.
And he reigns everywhere. He's the great King of glory.
And he reigns everywhere.
No man's gonna hinder me. 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 No man's
gonna hinder me.
How many of you are ready to praise God this morning? You want to bless his holy name? Lift up one hand unto the King of Kings and just begin to say sweet words unto him this morning. Begin to tell him wonderful things. Begin to tell him who he really is to you. Begin to appreciate him. Tell him who he really is to you. Open up your mouth and bless him this morning. It's the time. It's a you and God time. It's a you and God time. It's a you and God time. Don't let nothing distract you now. It's a you and God time. Talk to your father. You know how to communicate with your daddy in heaven. Go ahead, seize the moment and worship him this morning. Go ahead and worship him this morning. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, my father, you are good. You are kind. You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are mighty. What an awesome God you are. What a glorious God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. You've been good, you've been kind, you've been wonderful. Glory be to your holy name, oh God. Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the
feel the rain.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
It's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
It's raining.
Open, say, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates.
If you want the rain, lift your voice and talk to the Father.
And worship him.
Thank
this
you,
morning.
Jesus.
Our God is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord.
He's been good to you more than you can ever
Thank
be good
you,
to
Lord.
Yourself. Go ahead and praise him. Bless him this morning.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Let's praise him. Let's praise the Almighty God. Let's praise the King of glory. Let's praise the King of kings. Let's praise the Lord of lords. Let's praise him. Let's worship him. Let's praise him like never before. Let's praise him. He's the unchangeable changer. He's the cause of all causes. Let's worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus' name we worship. Father, we thank you and bless your glorious name. We thank you for life. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for this season. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for what you are doing in the midst of your people. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. In the mighty name of Jesus. We've come to seek your face today. We've come to worship you. And nobody comes to the presence of the King of glory and remains the same. Lord, we pray today that you will look down from heaven and bless us. Touch our lives. Meet us at the very point of our need. In the name of Jesus. At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We may be seated. Choir, God bless you. I want to encourage us to make use of the prayer, excuse me please, the prayer points and the in the bulletin. It's quite important that you go through the Bible passages and the prayer points that is indicated in the bulletin. It will help you in the place of prayer. I will want to encourage you also to write down 1 to 5 major prayer requests you are believing God for this year. And maybe the ushers will get us some sheet of papers to write it. And you might or you might not write your name on it and drop it on the altar here. And this week will be quite very eventful in our lives and in the history of the church by the grace of God. Apart from the fact that we are doing the rounding of fasting and prayer session this week, we are going to embark on a continuous, proactive, intensive prayers that we have never done so, probably never done so in the history of the church, by the grace of God this week. And the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much or produces wonderful results. So this week is going to be different by the grace of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to have 24-hour prayer chain from 12 midnight tonight till 12 midnight tomorrow. 24-hour prayer points and prayers, hours prayers going on continuously, unceasingly. So it's going to be special. So you can come in for 1 hour or 2 hours during the period to pray in the church. And throughout the week, we are going to have prayers going on, both in the morning and in the evening. We are going to have 1 hour, 15 minutes prayer session in the morning, 6 to 7:15. And in the evening, we are going to have 6 to 8 prayers every evening throughout this week. Praise God. And we are going to address some few cases during the week along the line. It's in your bulletin. On Tuesday, after the end of the 24-hour prayers, we are going to concentrate on praying for the families, for family issues, especially those of us trusting God for married partners, those trusting God for fruit of the womb, you know, those trusting God for reunion with our partners, those trusting God for one issue or the other in the family. So we are going to address that on Tuesday between 6 and 8. On Wednesday, we are going to dwell much on personal destiny. Personal destiny. Like one man of God said, my tomorrow, he said, when you get to the burial ground, there are many buried destinies. Many destinies that just went like that without being unfulfilled, without being realized. God has a destiny for you. He has a purpose for your life. A great purpose, a great plan for your life. But unknowingly, a lot of people's destiny have been emptied. It has been subjugated, it has been manipulated, it has been tampered with. So if in any area your destiny has been affected, maybe from your foundation or along the line, maybe for one reason or the other, the Lord will cause a repair and a restoration in the name of Jesus. So Wednesday, by the leading of God, we are going to address destiny, personal destiny, any area that concerns your destiny so that you can fulfill your destiny. Thursday, we are going to address issues relating to business, career, jobs, education, and immigration issues. And on Friday, we are going to address the issue of deliverance. Some of us are under one bondage to one thing or the other. Like I was in a meeting yesterday in Milan Park, I was invited to minister and one of our area churches, and one white lady was just weeping. She said that son, a man, maybe about 30-something, has been addicted to drugs for many years, and she has not been able to do anything about it. She has been praying about it until she met us at the meeting, and we give her assurance that God is going to deliver her son from drug addiction. Praise God. There's a spirit behind it, so and God can deliver. Maybe your home might not be drug addiction. Maybe it might be oppression in your dream. Oppression in your dream. Maybe you discover some kind of scenario going on in your life or in your family that you want God to deal with. So come on Friday for deliverance. And Saturday will be what we call believers' meeting. Believers' meeting is a period whereby everybody has something to offer unto the Lord. Maybe a song. You want to sing a special number unto God. Maybe you have a word for the people of God. So it's a meeting whereby we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. And you have the Holy Spirit will lead you to say something or sing a song that will bless the people of God. So that will be on Saturday. So the program runs 6 to 8 every day. We made it 6 so that you will not break your fasting before coming. Praise God. So that 6 will meet you in the church. We will pray together in the church. And afterwards, you might be able to break. Maybe the protocols will be generous. The protocol group will be generous enough to provide you tea after the program. Praise God. God will help us in the name of Jesus. So, but the fact that we are addressing one issue or the other does not mean you shouldn't come to pray, to join others in prayer. So the Bible says that the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise God. So just make up your mind that this week will be a different week in your life. It will be a different week in my life. What about your own? It will be a different week in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Sunday will be a celebration service. A celebration. Thanking God and worshiping God. So make sure that you come for the prayer and rearrange your schedule so that you can make many of these meetings, because I believe that someone in our midst is tired enough about his condition. I am tired enough about my own condition. I don't know about you. So if you feel the same, so try and come this week. Try and come as much time as possible. Some of us, we don't want to remain in the same position we are last year. We don't want our destiny to just be localized. We want God to use us, not only for our environment alone. We want God to use us more for God. We want God to use us as a blessing to not only to the state, but to the nations, to the whole world. May God make you a global champion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let somebody say, God will make me a global champion. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So in the passage that we took during the Bible reading, you discover that in the place of fasting and prayer, God normally do a lot of things. In the place of fasting and prayers, your fasting must be backed up with prayers so that you can get results, maximum results, maximum impact. So in that Joel chapter 2, the Bible says, Joel chapter 2, it says in verse 12 that if you chasten yourself before God with fasting, with weeping, with money. If you rend your heart, if you humble yourself before God, if you return to the Lord your God, the Bible says He is gracious and merciful. God is gracious and merciful. He's able to change any situation and condition. He's gracious and merciful. The Bible says in verse 14, and who knows if he will return and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering from the Lord your God. He says that if you blow the trumpet, you consecrate a fast unto the Lord, including the priests, the members, the workers. If we consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, the Bible says in verse 18, then the Lord will be zealous or jealous for his people and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. And I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. This season, God will give you a new story. God will give you a new story. Verse 21 says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Oh, another version will say, the Lord will do great things. The Lord will do great things in whose life? Let somebody say, the Lord will do great things in my life. I don't hear it. The Lord will do great things in my life. Remember, confession is possession. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established in your life. Say, the Lord will do great things in my life this season. The Lord will do marvelous things in my life this season. In the name of Jesus. That's why you need to press in the place of prayer. Prayer is the key to success. Prayer is the key to achievement, to breakthrough, to anointing, to spiritual maturity and revival. Prayer changes hopeless situations around. Whatever seems hopeless in our lives, this season, there will be a turning around. There will be a turning around. In the name of Jesus, prayer is God's appointed ways of meeting people's needs. God's appointed ways of meeting people's needs. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he said, ask and ye shall receive. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He said, for he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be open. This season, by the power of God, your door shall be open. Amen. Your doors shall be opened. In the name of Jesus. Prayer is an antidote against anxiety, against worry, against the chaos of life. Prayer is an antidote. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. He said, don't be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will come upon you. When you pray, when you turn the problem to prayer, the problem will be turned to testimonies. This season, every challenge of life will be turned to testimony. In your life, in the name of Jesus. I say every challenge will be turned to testimony. In the name of Jesus. Reverend Kenneth Hagin, many of us know, is a man of God. He's one of the generals in the army of God that God used in the area of the word and faith movement to revive faith in the life of people. There was a time that he was discouraged, that he wasn't happy about his situation. especially about his finances, and he went to pray to God that, God, I'm doing your will. I'm fully committed unto you, and it seems nothing is happening to me. I can't meet my needs. I can't take care of my family, my children, and things like that. And God said he should open to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, it said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, he said, God, but I have been obedient to you. But God said, you are not willing. You are not willing. You are not willing. You are not willing in what ways? Because you don't believe God for prosperity. You don't believe me for prosperity. You look so much onto your problems, onto your needs, and you don't look onto God who has the world and the fullness thereof. You don't look onto his promises. God said, look unto all my promises for you. My words are my promises, and they belong to me. I promise in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 that I shall supply all your needs according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. So why should the people of God be lacking? Because we are not willing. We have not depended upon his word. We have not claimed what we want. You want God to supply you £1,000. He said, you've not claimed it. Claiming means that you demand for it. Like a child will go to his father that, Daddy, I need £1,000. And if God knows that you need that if your father knows that you need that £1,000 for a good God, what will he do? He will give it to you if he has it. Now God has everything. He has all things. He's the Almighty, he's the all-sufficient God. Is Jehovah El Shaddai. So he's able to meet all our needs. And this season he will meet all your needs. Amen. So he said, God said, claim what you need. Ask your angels to go and get all these blessings for you. Command the devil to take his hand off your blessings, off your finances. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 tells us, the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. God has provided angels. You can't see them, but they are there to minister to us, to bring our blessings to us. Hallelujah. Unless we release them, they will not work on our behalf. Unless we give instruction that this angel go forth and bring our blessing to us, unless we ask the devil to stay his hand, because one thing the devil is trying to get at is to get you frustrated, is to keep away the blessings of God from you. You remember the case of Daniel. Daniel in Mark, in Daniel chapter 10, he was praying and a principality of darkness was trying to hinder answers from coming to him. God has answered him. God has sent replies, but there is a power of darkness hindering answers from coming to him. So when he persevered in prayers, the angels break through and came to him. So God releases his mission angels to minister to us, but there are some power that said that those blessings will not get to you. So as a child of God, as a child of authority, you have to address those powers. Don't think it is God that doesn't want to give you blessings. But there are some power that said those blessings will not get to you. But you have to deal with them in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, I claim all the blessings that God has for me for this year. I claim all the blessings that God has for me for this season. I command the devil, take your dirty hands of my blessings. I release the ministry angel to go forth to the four nooks and corners of the earth and bring my blessing to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. So Kenneth Hagin said from that day, he never prayed concerning finances. He always claimed his blessing because his provision, because he knows it is the children's right. These things are your rights. Amen. These things are your rights. Praise God. Bolu does not need to beg his mom before she goes to kitchen and takes what she wants. Praise God. Because our mom is our mom. Amen. What is in the house belongs to the family. So she just goes in and takes whatever she likes. Amen. So also you as a son of God, the storehouses of heaven, they are made available for you. It is for you to claim what belongs to you and command the devil to stay his hands from them. And his blessing shall indeed pursue and overtake you in the name of Jesus. So prayer is very important, brethren. Through prayers, you get God's divine protection. Psalm 91 verse 1, he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He says further that I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. He says in verse 3, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Hallelujah. Prayer brings protection to the people of God. When you dwell with God in the place of prayer, he set protection over your head. There was a case of a man of God. He was going about on prayer campaign, and the devil was annoyed about it. The satanic priest, they were annoyed about it. So they organized how they would kill him. So they went and took his picture, makes an incantation upon the pictures. And the plan is that whenever they strike that picture, blood will gush out physically to them. And if that happens, wherever the guy is on the face of the earth, the guy will die instantly. So they had their meetings, brought the picture onto them, makes their incantation, and take the sword, and as they try to strike the picture like this, instead of the blood gushing out, they discovered that no blood was coming out. Rather, the guy that was holding the sword began to vomit the blood. He began to vomit the blood and thereby died. The guy died, and then the assistant quickly ran to the city and said and let the people know that he was not the one that caused the death. That it was what they are doing that caused the death. They didn't stop there. They went further and wanted to use another means to get the man of God. What did they do? They bought a dog and they planned to suffocate the dog. Since they know the first way didn't work. So they bought the dog. They put the dog in a pit. Some people that knows Africa, there is what is called pit latrine. It's a laboratory, but a crude laboratory whereby you have a hole and you can no flushing system. You can drop something inside and you just go in like that. God have mercy. So they drop the dog inside, thinking they are going to suffocate the dog. And as the dog got suffocated, wherever the man of God is, he will get suffocated as well. But instead, what happened, as they drop the dog into the pit latrine, and the dog start getting suffocated, the guy that dropped the dog himself also gets suffocated instead. Hallelujah. And the person that bought the dog became blind. So the person that bought the dog now went around looking for the man of God and was pleading with the man of God to save his life so that he can train his children. So the man of God says, so you don't want me to train my own children? So you want to train your own children? Praise God. So prayer brings protection. When you are in the place of prayer, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. That's why you must not be prayerless. A prayerless Christian is a Christian that does all other activities and fails to spend some time, at least an hour in prayer before God every day. You go to work, you watch movies, but you can't pray for 1 hour. If you can't pray for 1 hour a day, you are said to be a prayerless Christian. Because Jesus told the disciples that, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Matthew 26, verse 40. Hallelujah. If you greet all other members of the house before you kneel down before your God to say, good morning, Lord, you are a prayerless Christian. But I will just mention dimensions of prayers before we round up this morning. Dimensions of prayer. There are many dimensions of prayer, but let me just quickly mention these seven. There is what is called consecration prayer. Consecration prayer. There is what is called breakthrough prayer. There is the deliverance prayers. There is the warfare prayers. You are in a war front, you know. So the satanic spirit, they are on warfare. And the man of God was also on another dimension of warfare somewhere else. So one have to give way to the other. So when you are in warfare prayer, it's a do and or die prayer. Warfare prayers. So you are permitted to kill during warfare prayer. Hallelujah. You are a satanic priest that want to get your life has to go. Praise God. That's the do or die prayer. There is apostolic prayers. A kind of prayer that when men of God pray, everywhere is shaking. Foundations of evil are shaking. Righteousness is established. Apostolic prayer. Intercessory prayer. When you stand on the behalf of somebody so that the will of God can be done in the other person's life. You cancel what the devil is planning and you establish the counsel of God. I'll share a testimony with you that twice God revealed to me that my senior brother is in a corpse. They want to kill him. So I stood in the gap and God rescued him. Praise God. Today, to the glory of God, he's a pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Nigeria. And he's a president of one of their elders' fellowship in a province. Praise God. If he's not alive, he will not be able to get to that position. The devil will have caught his life. So intercessive prayer, you stood in the gap for people. Prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayer. When you make some certain pronouncement and they come to pass. So all these prayers, we will explore them this week by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. I just mentioned briefly about consecration and breakthrough prayer. Genuine consecration prayer is very important. Especially this period, when you bring genuine repentance to God, there are some things that you have been doing your own ways, but God is not in it. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 14 to 18 says, my people have committed two evil. They have departed from me, the fountain of living water, and they have hewed to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. In other words, they have got their own plan. That is their plan, but not my own plan. That could not get them anywhere. Praise God. So when you are doing consecration prayer, you look at your life, you repent of wrong ways, and you return unto the Lord. You humble yourself before God time of confession of sins, repentance, worship of God, adoring of God, coming back, returning to God. And that's what God said in Joel chapter 2, that if you rend your heart, if you turn to me, then I will begin to do something different in your life. Praise God. Let's quickly jump to breakthrough prayer. Breakthrough prayers are needed when we find ourselves in a seemingly insurmountable problems challenging us. When we suddenly realize that enough is enough. When we suddenly realize that except the Lord supernaturally intervene, we are doomed. When good gates and doors are shut against us, when good gates of favor, when good gates of promotion are shut against us, then you need breakthrough prayers. You need breakthrough prayers. So this week we are going to another level of prayer, which you can call breakthrough prayers. And you shall pray and prevail this week in the name of Jesus. You go out of your normal casual maintenance prayer. Father, bless me. I'm going now. Protect me. But breakthrough prayer, you hold on to the hand of God. It might be for one day. It might be for some day. You separate a day or some days to God. You say, God, enough is enough. You have to settle this thing. It comes with all your strength, all your spirit, soul, and body, with weeping, with groaning, with agony. Serious business. Breakthrough prayers is serious business. It's the kind of prayer that King Hezekiah prayed when he heard that his time is up. God said, get your house in order, for you are not going to survive this sickness. You are going to die. And the Bible says he went before the Lord. He turned to the wall and began to cry and began to plead his case before God and began to ask God to remember all his good work and began to weep and weep and weep until the servant, God sent a message to his servant again. Go and tell my servant, my king, he will not die. I've added 15 more years. Hallelujah. It always caused a turn around. You can get that in 2 Kings chapter 21 to 2 Kings 21 to 6. If you want to read through it, it's the kind of prayer that Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 to 10. When they were everywhere, it was nicknamed sorrow. Everywhere he went, it was sorrow, it was problem. But one day, he made up his mind that, God, I'm not going to have this further. He went before God in serious prayers, in breakthrough prayers. And by the time he came out, he became different. The Bible says he became more honorable than his brethren. It is kind of desperate prayer that Hannah also prayed in Shiloh. She has been going to Shiloh, but the year came that he said, enough is enough. And God changed her situation. Praise God. So these are the kind of prayer we are going to be engaging this week by the grace of God. And the Lord of breakthrough will grant us breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let's bow down heads for prayers. I want you to briefly talk to God and talk to briefly to God that, God, I have come before you. I repent from every form of sin that can hinder answers to my prayer. All forms of easily besetting sins. Father, please forgive me now. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. If you are here, you are not sure of your salvation, ask Jesus to come into your life, to be your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Let's ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Jesus told a parable of two people that went to temple to pray. One was standing on his own right. The other was pleading for mercy. And Jesus said the other is justified. Talk to God. Father, have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy upon my family. Have mercy upon me this season. Have mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. Let me find favor before you. Have mercy. Consider your blood. Consider your blood. Let your blood avail for me. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy. This season, have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy upon my life. Have mercy upon my destiny. Have mercy upon my family. Talk to the God. Father, order my step aright this season. Order my step this year. Order my step aright. Order my step in life. Order my steps. When God orders your step, God will take you to the place of prayer like he did for Anna, like he did for Jabez. He will order you to the place of prayer as he did for David. Order my steps in life. Order my step to your presence. Order my step in line with your will for my life. He ordered the step of Isaac to where the blessing, to where he can sow and reap hundredfold returns. Order my step in life. Order my step in my career, in my business. Order my step concerning jobs. Order my step in life. Number four, the five prayers. Claim things you need. Ask God, Lord, I claim all the things that I need. I claim them. They are there in your storehouse in heaven. I reach out to the storehouse of heaven and I claim my provision. I claim my provision. I claim my provision. I claim my blessings. I claim my financial provision. I claim my restoration. I claim my provision. I claim my family provision. In the name of Jesus, I ask that the angels of God will go forth and bring my blessings to me. Father, let your angels go forth. The ministry angel you have assigned to me to minister for me, let them go forth now and bring my blessings unto me wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, I command the devil to lose his hold upon my blessings. To lose his hold upon my finances. In the name of Jesus. I want you to thank God in faith. That, Lord, I thank you in faith for your blessings. They are pursuing me. They are overtaking me. In the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. For this season that you have assigned for me to fast and pray, thank you that you are going to do great things. You are going to do awesome things, marvelous things in my life. I give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your right hand upon your forehead, please. Your right hand. You can stand to your feet. Masoproto libroshke pokoroposhkepa. Zeke pro sakato libroshke pokoroposheke ribokoroposhen. Lek koroposhen. In Mark chapter 17, Jesus rebuked the demon responsible for epileptic in the life of a child. And the child was cured the same hour. So you will pray a prayer of authority. You will say, I command. In the name of Jesus, I command every demon of oppression, of depression, of sickness in my life, get out in Jesus' name. Get out now in Jesus' name. Go ahead and command. Meshekete lebroske pokorupashi. Leproske pokorupashkita. Reposekan ramakushekorupashi. I command you to get out. In the name of Jesus, be cast out. Every ailment, every infirmity, every pain, every sickness, including terminal sickness, get out. In Jesus' name, speak as a child of authority. Cast them out. In the name of Jesus, be cast out. In the name of Jesus, be cast out. In the name of Jesus, be cast out. I break every yoke of darkness in my life. I break and I reject every negative covenant. In Jesus' name, I command the fire of God to roast, to burn to ashes. Every sickness, every ailment, every problem in my life, I command the fire of God to dry them up. Let them dry up. Every sickness, every infirmity, every ailment, every problem, I command you to dry up by fire. Be roasted now by fire. There is a fire of God burning here, brethren. Command the fire of God to burn every sickness, every ailment, every blockage to your blessing, every work of darkness. Let them be roasted by fire. Let the fire of God consume your body, soul, and spirit. Let the fire of God consume my body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them and sat upon them like tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Let the fire of God begin to burn intensely in my life, around my life. I decree the fire of God begin to burn in my life, around my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive the baptism of Holy Ghost and fire now. I see the Holy Ghost and power. I receive the baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. I receive fresh baptism. Fresh baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maraba lopro shekele garamba doli abrashkepo. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Zekeke rebobo shekereba kobriam brandi. Reprotoli graba shakatoli bro seka branda. Reprotoli baka shakadoria. Igerebo se prada la bakushke. Mele dele bro se prada la bakushke po. Repolega shekorebobo zeka prada la bakuski. Yegerebo se prada la baka shekele gerebose. Mele dele brasa kaprabashke po. Repo shekala garabosh. Yes, the fire is burning now. Majakatole abradalabo. Receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. Receive power. Receive Holy Ghost. Neke bro seke rebo bo seke rebo sheke andra makashke po. Ve seke prada la bakoshke. Mille dele bro seke pranda. Repo logo sheke lege bro dele braska pakato. Le tele broshke. Leke ke rebo bo seke rebo boshke. Hold on with somebody and say, receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Mesheke bro tole bro. If you have not been speaking in tongues before, the fire of God is burning now. You can speak now. You can speak in power. You can speak in tongues. The fire of God is burning. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Yete lege bro tole gram braske po. Yegege rebo se prondo le broske. Rebo sheke lege boske. Lete le boko rebo bo. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Yeke bro tole brashaka tale broske po. Rebo logo sheka dala grabasko po. Vele tele bro se prada la brada. Get le brosko poko. Gege rebo se prada la bakushke. Le de le broske poko reboske poko to. Ve le broske poko reboshe. Le de le broske ke rebo se prada la boshe. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Receive Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Ye ke broto le braska paka rabasko po. Ye ge reboske paka rababa. Me le de le broske prada la poko reboboboze ke reboshe. Yes. 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 Mazeke bro do lebrashka pa karabashke. Replo do lebrashka pa. Reposhke pokoto brada legeboska. Brede lebroske pa katoye. Ke repro to le abrada la broske poko reboske. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have done in the life of your people. Thank you for refining them. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for setting them free. Thank you for empowering them for greater exploit. Thank you for empowering them for open doors, for doors of favor. Glory be to your holy name. Please accept our thanksgiving. Continue with us in this service. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. And you can then take your seat.